Life insurers put life into the things you live for. The new factory that's hiring your neighbors. Maintenance on the bridge that keeps traffic flowing. The paycheck that puts pizza night on the table. Life insurers contribute $8 trillion to communities and local economies through bond purchases and other investments. And protect the financial security of 90 million American families. Like yours. See how life insurers put life into America at ACLI.com. Paid for by the American Council of Life Insurers.
Lights, camera, innovation. Walt Disney Studios chose advanced 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business to transform the movie-making process. Together, we kept a remote production hub in Hawaii in sync with a team in California to bring Lilo and Stitch to theaters this summer. This is picture-perfect collaboration. This is Walt Disney Studios with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Let's go!
Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey! Rain is persisting in the south and east. Drier elsewhere. High today going to 15 degrees. Today, FM News will have more at 3. Damn.
Fenella texted. Hey, say hi to Fenella.
Hello, Fenella.
She says, I hate to burst your bubble, but there's no rain in Achill. It's a sunny, warm day, and Nacho the Rottweiler's heading for his walk from Fenella. Fenella, making the rest of us up in Dublin feel bad. It's lovely in Donegal Town from Jackie. Anne Marie says it's lovely in Limerick. Again, making us feel dreadful. Una's in Mayo. She says it's beautiful there. Looking absolutely gorgeous. All the show-offs texting in this afternoon.
Really. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Well, it's raining up in Dublin. Dublin media bias.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo, home's the Bel-Air.
Do you remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Do you remember?
I did remember, yeah.
Do you remember? Will Smith was in it. Will Smith's first big role.
Up to the house about Senorita, and I yelled to the cabbie, your home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Do you remember telling? Here's some lazy radio for you this afternoon. 0874 100102. Your texts and your WhatsApps. Big news in the world of entertainment this week that she's coming back. Well, Angela Lansbury's not coming back.
Oh, okay.
But Jessica Fletcher is. They're rebooting Murder, She Wrote.
Right.
Yeah, they're talking about rebooting it. I was trying to think who would make a good Jessica Fletcher in this day and age.
Oh.
They're recasting the role.
She has to be American, right?
Not necessarily, but a lady of a certain vintage, I guess.
Judi Dench?
Not bad. Mm. I think you need to be more middle-aged than... all due respect to the name Judy, I think she's elderly now.
Would Jamie Lee Curtis have the right kind of moxie?
Not bad.
Yeah.
I think you've done it, Jay, but you've just cast it. Any more suggestions? 0874 100102. Who will be the ideal Jessica Fletcher for Murder, She Wrote 2023?
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
It's lazy now.
Wednesday, happy days.
Do you remember the Fonz?
Friday,
remember Richie Kennedy?
The weekend comes, my cycle humps.
Remember Mark from Mark and Mindy?
Come on, lads. These days are on.
Oh, baby,
black gray sky. Hello blue, there's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling on.
Here come the claps, let's go.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all week with you. These days are ours. 7 degrees. These days are ours. Happy and free. These happy days are yours.
This is desperate though, really. It's like playing theme tunes and saying Jamaica. That's lazy radio. And I'm just reading out the text and then playing it. Reading out the text and then playing the theme tunes. Like, and then calling that a show.
Colm says Susan Sarandon or Sarandon for the role.
Colm, that's a good shout.
Good shout.
She's funny too. You see, there needs to, it needs to be have a glint in the eye, a little sort of a smirk. And he... Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And she could have the role for a good long stretch as well. Oh, that's, she's getting in at the ground floor age-wise.
That's what Angela Lansbury did. Angela Lansbury wasn't actually that old. Mm. On to a winner there. Are you right?
I'm right. Are you right?
€50,447.76. Again, and stay the night. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Yeah, it's fixing now, Jay. It's just fixing there.
Sweet.
It's rebooting now. It's a reboot, everything, lads. It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The gang's out here.
Hey,
Ray Foley in the afternoon. Playing the music you love. How you doing? I'm Ray and there's JP.
How are you?
Sorry, I'm going through the voice notes here only now because... sure, look. Everything went... My broadband has gone at home again and it's caused untold issues for us work-wise. And I swear to God, if it's not working this evening, we're marching on the headquarters of the broadband company.
Okay.
I swear, the people of my street, we're going to have the forks and the...
Your street isn't the most... It's not the most menacing place, though. You know what I mean?
Well, we can be menacing.
You can be rough and tough, can
me
you?
Me and the other Southside dads.
Right, you're going to unplug your Teslas and you're going to drive down to government buildings.
We're not going to march, though. We're going to march.
Yeah.
We're organising a march.
Boys.
And the thing is, we would organise it on the residents' Facebook page, but we can't get onto it because the broadband is dead, which is a real shame. Guys, I'm marching. We're going to descend on government. No, guys, got to go down to the broadband HQ.
Guys, can we congregate outside Searson's? We'll fit the game in and then we'll march on government buildings.
Kick it over. Bundyaki, sensational performance. Sensational.
World-class horseplay, guys.
World-class. I tell you what, guys, there'll be some shenanigans.
Sending it.
It'll be crackalicious. Yeah, the broadband is dead at home. So that, it's a long story, but that means then that the voice notes doesn't work. And sure, look at Asher. Have you noticed I still haven't named the company, named and shamed?
No, you haven't.
See how lovely I am.
You've done very well. Are you using that as some sort of leverage, a bargaining chip with the company? Because that sounded like a veiled threat that you haven't named them yet.
I'm saying now it's 2:21 p.m.
Right.
You know who you are, and I have not said how rubbish your service is yet. But by God, if you don't get your act together by the time I get home at 6 o'clock this evening, if my two children aren't watching the Netflix kids glued to Disney Plus and playing Roblox,
you're marching
all at the same time. We're marching on Broadband HQ. Me and the guys. One of the dads has got a 7-seater and we're gonna bail into it. we're asking you about Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, Murder, She Wrote is coming back. They're saying they're rebooting it. I don't know if it's going to be for a movie or maybe another TV series, but it's a fantastic idea, particularly with the reboot. Not the reboot. What was the one with Natasha? What's her face? Leon in it? Poker Face. Have you watched that yet?
No, I haven't watched it. No.
That's like a tribute to these older 70s, 80s TV show murder shows.
I've seen bits of it and it does look very good.
Very good, yeah. So that's kind of inspired by those older shows, but this is literally Murder, She Wrote, and they're talking about doing it again, which is brilliant. But who would play Jessica Fletcher in the new Murder, She Wrote? Liam says Gillian Anderson would be a good Jessica Fletcher. She wouldn't be bad.
A little bit serious, though, do you think?
No, she's got a bit of kind of kookiness and... See, there wasn't that much comedy, really, in Murder, She Wrote. There was a lot of murder, you see, so you couldn't be that funny around it. But it was there was a little bit of... They'd always do the freeze at the end where they'd be laughing. So it's like, don't murder anyone or don't put that in your book, Jess. And then they go, and then freeze with the laughing. Sorry, Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, from X-Files.
She'd be brilliant. Ciara Mayo says Jennifer Aniston.
I don't hate it.
Pat the Milkman says, what about Emma Thompson for Jessica Fletcher?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Alan says Jessica Chastain. Alan, you've lost your mind.
I can see that as well. I can.
She's too young.
Don't be so ageist, Ray.
What?
Don't be so ageist.
No, it needs to be certain. Someone
middle aged. She'd grow into the role, though.
I was thinking, actually. Do you know who'd be good?
Who's that?
We were talking about her yesterday. Tina Fey from 30 Rock.
Yeah. She's got the comedy, the warmth angle covered. Yeah. She would.
Olivia Colman would be a... Yeah. Oh, yes. But you see, the thing is, you can put Olivia Colman in anything. She was in that terrible Marvel show recently with Nick Fury, the Nick Fury show, Invasion. And terrible show. Absolutely dreadful. She was brilliant in it. You can put her in anything, she'd be brilliant. Any more of them? 0874-100-102. I've got Alan over... Emer's there. Is it Emer? Sorry, Emer.
Guys, what about Sally Fields?
Oh, yeah.
She's just a right level of nosy neighbour next door.
Yes.
While being extremely nice.
The right age.
I think she'd be a good mix.
She'd be fantastic.
Emer and Douglas.
Cheers, Emer and Douglas. Yes, Sally Field would be fantastic. She was the mom and Brothers and Sisters. Is she getting it on in years now? I'm not being ageist, but I'm just wondering how long it could run for. But a great shout, Sally Field. She's also very funny and ex-movie star as well, much like Angela Lansbury had been as well. Rory's there. Rory?
Rory.
Lads.
What?
Andy McDowell would make a fine Jessica.
No.
Absolutely. No. That's Rory anyway. Catch you later. Love the show.
Hey.
Bye.
Cheers, Rory. Yeah, I'm not sure about Andy McDowell. Andy McDowell, four weddings, Andy McDowell. And
Groundhog Day, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. One more. I'm running out of time. 0874-100-102. Alan's there, Alan.
I think the Murder, She Wrote reboot, Jessica Fletcher should be played by Ray Darcy as Ray Darcy.
That's an interesting one.
Oh, right. That's it. That's shocking. That's shocking. She's dead. She's dead. Dead in the ground. Dead in the ground. Wouldn't be dead if she went running, had some porridge. Could have stayed alive.
Stop drinking wine.
No. Look, that's it. That's it. Sure, I don't know.
No crime would ever get solved because he just wouldn't know. He'd have to put it out to text.
Hey, Jess, any ideas? Any suspects in this murder? I don't know. I don't know. Ginny. I don't know. Real name, no gimmicks. I don't know. Two trailer park girls go round the outside. And the end of every episode alongside. I don't know. Two trailer park girls go round the outside. In fairness, though, she did cycle everywhere, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that works. Eminem without me, today FM. Niall Horan's and nice to meet you. Today FM playing the music you love. It's Friday afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. Hi. Nice to meet you. Happy Christmas, JP.
Happy Christmas, Ray.
I've got my blue outfit, my blue and white. I've got the long blonde wig in the plaits. And I am ready to go. Snow dows down on the mountain tonight. Not a friend to be seen. The kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen. Witness how loud and I swirling storm inside. There it is. Jesus. Couldn't keep them in hell. heaven knows I've tried.
My lunch is coming up.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Being a good girl, you always have to be. Concealed or feel, don't let them know. Well, now you know. Quiet, fish. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away, slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Everybody let the storm rage on. Cold never bother me anyway. I've got that. I've got that.
Do you think?
I nailed it.
You've got something all right.
I'm so excited about this. This article this morning. Ireland's biggest ice skating rink is going to open next to my house in South Dublin. Dún Laoghaire, County Dublin is going to host Ireland's biggest ice skating rink. And I'm going to be there dressed as Elsa, the ice queen, smashing it, literally smashing the ice. With my arse. Christmas is just around the corner. Iceskating.ie. They're going to open Ireland's biggest skating rink at Ice Skating Dún Laoghaire. The rink is going to open from the 10th of November until the 21st of January. And they want everyone to skate into the holiday season and beyond. Feels a little bit early, doesn't it, Christmas-wise?
Just a bit, yeah. Although the weather has turned.
Yeah, but it's still not skating weather, is it?
It's raining.
Hello.
Hello, is that Bill?
It is.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM, Bill. This is Bill, by the way, from Ice Skating. Iceskating.ie, isn't that it?
Yeah, spot on, Ray.
I'm just ringing to complain, Bill. Jesus, very early, isn't it, to be talking about Christmas?
It's 101 days to Christmas, Ray. Come on,
Bill, for crying out loud.
We
seriously.
Have to make it the pick.
My children are going to be up the wall. They're writing their Santa letters now.
It's 101 days to Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But it's actually only probably less than 40 days or 50 days on to the opening of the ice rinks.
So Christmas starts early with you. You're going to be celebrating the festive season kicking off, I suppose, in November.
Yeah, we do. But we call it ice skating season.
Right, okay.
You know, so because we're open well after Christmas as well. And you'd be amazed at how many people come ice skating after Christmas.
Yeah, but it's something to do. Particularly that phase, once Christmas is out of the way and St. Stephen's Day is out of the way, it's like, what should we do when we're sitting around the house eating roses?
Exactly. Like, get that Christmas cake off you. Come on, let's do something. Yeah, get out ice skating. By the way, can I say something? Can I just... Miriam Margoyles.
Margulies.
Yes.
That's how it's pronounced, Margulies. I can't pronounce anything else, but I know Miriam Margulies because I love her.
For Murder, She Wrote.
She would be brilliant.
That's not a bad... She's funny.
She's funny.
She's
yeah.
sassy.
I heard recently that she... Can I say fart on radio?
You can say fart, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, she does all sorts of crazy things. She's 82 years of age. I think she'd be perfect.
She'd be an excellent Murder, She Wrote.
We digress.
She did a TV show with Alan Cumings. Miriam and Alan, and they've done a load of travel documentary sort of thing. Very, very funny. But anyway, yes, we both digress now. Yeah, we're going to end up talking about Miriam Margulies. So come here. This is Dún Laoghaire. It's right on my doorstep, which I'm very excited about. I'm going to be there every day as I dressed as Elsa. You're going to have to call the guards eventually.
We'll do that too.
And not for the first time. this is the biggest one, is it? How big is it?
So it's 1 square kilometre, Ray. Just over 1 square kilometre of ice.
They're going to be borrowing your garden,
Ray. Are you joking me? Are you joking?
No. All in all this year, we'll have nearly 3 square kilometres of ice frozen solid for over 90 days, 24 hours a day.
Wow. A square kilometre, that's going to be in Dún Laoghaire, is it?
It's just going to be over a square kilometre.
Wow.
Ice rink size matters, right? People love a big ice rink and they love a big resurfaced ice rink with new ice. So we've kind of figured out a long time ago that, look, if you're not going to go big, you might as well go home.
Yeah.
So Dún Laoghaire is going to be 1,035 square metres.
Jakers, that's massive. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The one question I was going to ask you, but you've obviously answered it already, because I've been to some ice skating rinks, so-called ice, but there's no ice there. It's kind of this plastic thing that you skate on. This is actual ice, is it?
No, this is real ice.
Right.
With like real equipment. And the good news is, right, last year we moved over to, we were like using diesel to keep these things frozen for years, right? And we're kind of like, it didn't really sit well with us, and we were looking for a solution. And last year, we found, we moved everything over to HVO, right? Don't ask me what it stands for. It's hydro-treated vegetable oil, I think. Okay. Doesn't mean there's a smell of chips around the ice rink, but what it does mean is that we've reduced our carbon footprint, our carbon emissions, by over 90%.
Very good. So I'll have to bring my own chips, is what you're saying, Isabel?
Bring your own chips.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah, okay.
And there is no smell, like, I mean, it's just a drop-in substitute for diesel. That's,
yeah, I was going to say, well, price-wise, what's your outlay on something like on a kilometre of ice every year?
It's scary.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And like sustainable fuel doesn't come cheap, but we do sleep easier at night. Yeah. So this is a substantial investment. Now, the ice rink, 1,000 square metres, 1 square kilometre, would be housed in a marquee that's even bigger than that.
Yeah, and those engines or whatever it is, the coolers are running 24/7, obviously, so you can't let them melt or warm
24/7, but yeah, where we are in the harbour in Dunleary, it won't be disturbing anyone. It's a, like, this kid is really state of the art, you know, and we're well off the road. But like, we want a transport hub, you know. I mean, you can get there by dart, you can get there by bus, you can walk, and we've got loads of free parking on site as well, which is going to be great for people who want to just drop off the kids, you know.
You're the same people that sounds like you've got a Cork accent. You're the same ones that were in Cork then, is it?
Yes, they are.
All right,
I'm trying to
neutralise
my Cork accent for national radio today. I'm obviously not succeeding.
No, not at all. It's not neutral at all. No. But I was wondering, yeah, I'm familiar with your work in Cork then, obviously, as well. Come here, in terms of a broken arse now, I have been a victim many times on my attempts at ice skating. What have you got to ease my pain?
We've got adult soft pads for you. I think would be very flattering. Do you know what? We've got a barrier, right, that goes all the way around the ice rink. We've also got a beginner's rink, which is much easier for people who might be stepping on the ice for their first time or may not be that confident. They can just grab the barrier with two hands and make their way around and drag their feet behind them.
That's it. I'm a barrier hugger from my experience.
We sold that to you.
But it's a good day out. It's iceskating.ie, and it opens from the 10th of November, and you're in loads of locations, so you can click in and find out where there's one near you.
Yeah, we have three locations around Ireland, Ray, and you're welcome to come out in Dunleary, try us out with the family. And
you won't be able to miss me. Like I said, I'm going to be dressed as Elsie. Yeah. You're going to hear me coming. I'm going to be singing Frozen the whole way down. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. It's like I say, it's iceskating.ie. Bill Kremen from Cool Running Events.
On sale now.
On sale now. Cheers, man. All the best.
And Ray, love the show.
Oh, cheers, Bill. Keep her lit. Keep her cool. He's one cool dude. You get it because it's ice, you see. All right, let it go.
This is Arctic Monkey as well.
I did a let it go joke as well. Did you miss that?
No, I got that.
All right, boys.
You used to get it in your fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress.
Frozen Monkeys.
Discard all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common
denominator
in a black hole.
Oh, my God. Some people. Absolutely ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
I just texted in saying that my Frozen, my let it go was rubbish. Insulting. It's dreadful. You people need to get your ears tested.
Some people have no taste, right?
Today FM playing the music you love.
Ray Foley.
That's the Arctic Monkeys.
With Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best.
Troy Sivan and Rush to the FM playing the music you love. It's going to be a guaranteed winner on the cash machine this afternoon. And I'm making the call between 3 and 4. Closing the lines at 3 p.m. That's 3.5 minutes. And the total is €50,447.76. That's 50447.76. And there will be a guaranteed winner between 3 and 4 this afternoon. Come on, Troy, wrap it up.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, is it though? Also, we've got a trip to London to give away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, family trip to London. That prize up for grabs this afternoon. This is all thanks to McDonald's. Monopoly at McDonald's is back. You can play in-store and on the McDonald's app for a chance to win some amazing prizes. Big Macs, McFlurries, laptops, Tui holidays and loads more. Monopoly at McDonald's runs for a limited time. Get down to your local McDonald's restaurant to play today. And the family trip to London to give away later today on this little radio show. Also a €200 prepaid credit card. If you want to get into win to play our game, text the word McMonopoly. McMonopoly. Along with your name and where you're from, 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
We'll try and get you on in a few minutes.
With Care Plus.
See ya, Flo Rida, Wild Ones, Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Ray Foley here. JP's there.
How you doing? I'm over here.
And here comes Friday. The weekend in your face. Sorry, I'm getting the dice out. Sorry, I need to get me...
That's fine, yeah.
Where did I put me dice now? I mean, you know the little cup that I shake the dice in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the little shaky cup there. Put them in, pop them in there. See what you say. There they are. There you see. Okay, right. Let's do this then. This is all thanks to McDonald's. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Play in-store and on the McDonald's app for a chance to win some amazing prizes. Big Macs, McFlurries, laptops, holidays from TUI and more. And then our end-of-week prize, we need today's winner of the €200 prepaid credit card, yeah?
Yeah.
And then everyone goes in the draw then for the trip, a family trip for four, well, two adults and two kids to London. Return flights, two nights accommodation at a four-star hotel in the middle of London, breakfast each morning. Then a London bus tour that'll take in iconic locations like Oxford Street, Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square. Take a river cruise. It looks absolutely sensational. It's all with thanks to McDonald's and Monopoly. Back at McDonald's if you're playing along there, in-store or on their app. Right, what am I doing?
You're ringing John.
John?
It's ringing. That's a Wicklow ringtone.
Yeah, I know that. I can clearly
hear
it. There he is now. How's the book?
Not too bad, yourself.
How are you, my love? Are you okay?
Oh, very traumatic. About to go into the dentist.
I know.
Is it serious? Is it a big job?
I know. I think it's only a filling, but anyway. We'll live with that.
John, which is worse, going to the dentist or getting a call from Ray Foley?
Ah, it John, has to be the dentist, Ray.
50-50. Yeah, that's fair. Do you know what? I'm doing the cash machine call today as well. So I thought you were saying that it was horrible to get the wrong call.
This is the right call, Ray.
Feel free to ring me back again if you're like.
Oh, you know? I tell you what, we've got your number.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that shortly. So we'll see how that works out. All right, sir. Well, aside from the dentist, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Good. The weekend, so good.
What time's your appointment for?
8:30.
All right. Do you sit in the car now, are you?
Yeah, I'm outside, Grant.
Well, let's see if we can give you a prize first then before you go in. Make your day a little sweeter.
Fantastic.
Do you have any shout-outs? Anyone you'd like to say hello to before we get into this?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my wife, Elaine, two kids, Shane and Darren.
Okay, hi to the gang. We've got a family trip to London to give away a little bit later. First, a €200 prepaid credit card. We'll roll the dice, Monopoly style. What counter do you
want? Yeah, what would you like to play as? An iron, a penguin, a boat, a car, or the top hat, John?
Go with the top hat.
Everyone's going for the top hat.
Yep.
Right, we'll shake these dice here then. John, you give the...
That's a legal shake. Sometimes a shake could be illegal.
Who are you telling? I've been arrested. There it is.
Oh, look at that.
It's a five.
Right.
We need you to complete... Oh, it's a four, actually, sorry. Hang on, let me flip that over.
It's actually, it isn't the best.
Oh, it's actually a four.
It's
there.
A four. It's
four, yeah. John. A four. John, are you still with us?
I am, yeah.
John, complete... The title of these four TV shows which are set in London. Only Fools and What?
Horses.
Yeah.
East What?
Enders.
Call the Mid What?
Wife.
The IT What?
Crowd.
That's four.
Yeah!
Well done. You absolute legend. Cool as a cucumber. Cool, calm and collected. He's going to be quivering like a leaf in the dentist's chair. Sweaty back, I was fine.
I know. Hopefully they give you the good drugs, John, is what I'd say.
I hope. Yeah. Probably wouldn't be able to talk to you too well later on when you're ringing me for the other call, you know?
Well, actually, that'd be fun. Hey, would you know what? We're going to have to. I'm crossing my... It's going to have to be a legal draw, but I'm crossing my fingers we do pull your name out, just so you're all numb out as you're chatting to us.
We go crack. And do you know what, Ray?
Jeez, well, I'm just dying. Jeez,
for the end of the call.
Jeez,
by the way, I love the show, you know?
Hey. Cheers, man. Jeez, well, I'm dying. The kids are going to be thrilled. I can't wait to get home and tell them.
Thank you for going on a holiday.
Jeez, we've been dying to go to London, the whole lot of us together. I'm really looking forward to it. John, good luck with the draw later, and $200 for you all, thanks to friends, well thanks done. To McDonald's. Well
cheers,
done.
Dad.
Cheers,
thanks,
buddy. Well. All the best. Bye. Good luck with the dentist. Adios. All right, cash machine call coming up. Annie Lennox, Today FM. You were the sweetest thing. Yeah. All right, I want to see everyone on the dance floor this Friday night. Today FM. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. DJ, actually, speaking of DJs.
DJ J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Yeah, starty. You are. Up the flats. Up the houses. Up the mobile homes too. Wherever you reside, there we pride. What day today?
D.
Lots of showers. But oh, it's nice and dry inside Today FM Towers. Oh, it's a vote with a run.
Here's
the number. Yeah. And here we go.
D.
All right.
J.
Yeah.
Sure.
D.
Sure.
J. D. J.
D.
J.
J.
Boom, let me say J. O. Oh, brutal weather. Come here, what do you call a bear standing in the rain? A drizzly bear. Sure. It says, Saturday, J. O. All right, Nitz. He says, J.O., I'm just after leaving the library with a book all about lubricants. It was in the non-friction section. I'm reading about myself at the moment. The first half was all about the main character spying. Yeah, it was his backstory. Shout out to Kev in Glasnev. He says, J.O., my girlfriend hasn't made a single joke in the 10 years we've been together. Yeah, it's a serious relationship. Say good afternoon to Mel in Bluebell. Good afternoon to you, Mel. He says me brother is after smacking me over the head with a string instrument. To be honest, I wasn't surprised. He has a history of violence. Sure! Violence! Jordan! Actually, speaking of violence, here it is, a load of them. Only Tiesto and Adagio on Today FM.
DJ J-O. That ended very suddenly, didn't it? Adagio for strings Today FM. Play the music you love. Bit hard. It's strident.
It's rock hard, that song.
DJ Joe picked that one today, and I tell you, it's blown the cobwebs off. I tell you, freshening you up for a Friday afternoon. This is Today FM. And we've got Mix of Friday on the way after 4 o'clock. Your cash machine call is still. Who am I ringing now then?
We're going to ring the winner of our Monopoly competition.
Ah, Jake, I'm making all the phone calls today, isn't it?
We have an overall winner.
I'm running up a high bill. That's right, Monopoly at McDonald's is back. You can play in-store and on the McDonald's app for a chance to win some amazing prizes, all with thanks to McDonald's. They're giving away Big Macs, McFlurries, laptops, TUI holidays and more. Monopoly at McDonald's. And they've given us a €200 prepaid credit card every day. So five people have won those. And then we've got the family trip to London.
To London.
Where are you going on your holidays? London. Here. What's the capital of England? London. It's a Monopoly themed trip to London. So we've got five names in there, yeah, Monday to Friday. Sandra, Anya, Patrick, Emer, and John. I'll do it now then, yeah?
Yeah. The draw's been made and verified.
Do not swear.
We're playing with Guinevere.
Big Brother House, this is Davina. Do not swear. Oh, I'd love to be Davina. Big mother. Big pregnant belly on me. Oh, here we go.
It's ringing. Who's it gonna be?
good strong ring on that.
Cool. Hello. Who's this? Ray, is it?
It's Ray. Of course it's Ray. Who are you expecting? Is there somebody else you were expecting at this hour?
No, not really. I'm just walking out of Tesco's here, so I was trying to hurry up. I was like, God, if they ring me now and I'm
that's
in Tesco's,
Ray Foley.
What'll happen? I'm going to have to drop the basket and just to the checkout and run.
They're awkward.
Yeah, it would be. Then I have to do all my shopping again.
What do you do? Are you the teacher, Emer?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Yeah.
Why aren't you teaching? Because you're not on maternity leave yet, are you?
No, I'm finished. I'm primary.
What? Oh, you're finished?
I'm primary. Yeah.
Oh, so you're finished. And that's it now. Already off on your weekend, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
They're soft out. They're nearly as good as DJ hours, I tell you.
It's another job I wouldn't mind now.
Soft job. Stay off my patch. I tell you. Come here, I've got a lovely prize for you. You've got the family trip to London. Oh, you're a winner in the draw with thanks to McDonald's and Monopoly. Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Oh, that is amazing. Thank you. That is just brilliant. I don't know. It's going to be, I'm going to bring a little 17-month-old. I'm going to be pregnant. But it's going to be fun.
Well, I don't know when you have to go. You could wait for the baby to arrive as well if you wanted. Here we go. What is it?
Yeah.
So here's the details. It's a Monopoly-style trip all to celebrate Monopoly back at McDonald's. Return flights, two adults and two children, two nights accommodation at a 4-star hotel in London.
Wow.
And then you've got a London bus tour taking in all the iconic locations, Oxford Street, Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square. And a river cruise on the Thames.
On the Thames, yeah. Lovely
That's
river.
That's brilliant. Oh, that is so exciting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
I'm your biggest fan now.
Only because I gave you an amazing prize. Otherwise, you'd hate me. You'd be on the internet giving out about me.
I always listen to your show.
What's your other half's name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Good solid name. My youngest baby's named Andrew. Is he your husband or is he your partner? What is he?
Husband. Yeah. Right. He's working today, so... Yeah.
Well, don't tell him about London. Surprise him tonight over the dinner.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I won't tell anyone. No, nobody listens. Nobody listens.
He won't be listening anyway in work, so that's a safe base.
Won't he be listening?
It was going so well.
Yeah,
I think we may need to do
coming on here saying your husband doesn't listen to my broadcast. Do you know what? You have to leave him now.
Yeah.
And you've got a 17-month-old baby and a child on the way. And you have to leave him because he doesn't listen to the show.
he does. No, he does actually listen to it when he's off, but he works longer hours, so he wouldn't get a chance. He works in University Hospital Waterford. He wouldn't really have the radio on in there. They're just flying around.
He has to leave that job.
All day, but no, he loves it when he's off. Yeah, he's no big fan as well.
Come on, I'm only pulling your leg. You can still get the holiday. You don't have to make excuses for Andrew. Come here, enjoy the trip and congratulations. All with thanks to Monopoly back at McDonald's.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Emer. Thanks for coming on. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Enjoy the trip.
Bye.
Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. careplus.ie.
Sheikah. You're no fan of Andrew now, are you?
I've gone right off Andrew.
Do you know, Emer, I have to share a studio for Ray. I'm until half four now.
I'm like a demon now.
He's going to be like a briar.
Would Andrew not go in like with a wireless little, you know, the little wireless radio and guys, there's something
I think when lives are at stake in hospital, Ray, you probably got to prioritize.
It's in the hospital.
Yeah, she said University College Hospital, didn't she?
Oh, hospital, I didn't judge you. Well, in fairness, I suppose. Would you know that the best thing for health and well-being would be to stick on some great afternoon radio, some top hits, hit music.
And some laughter. Laughter is the best medicine, right?
That's what they say. Laughter is the best medicine. Dave with some of us.
Today FM. Dave Moore on Today FM is not going to be Dave Moore.
Dance the night. There we go then with your cash machine. You know the drill. Got your text in before 3 o'clock this afternoon. We could be calling you. And there's a guaranteed winner on the cash machine this afternoon with over €50,000 on the line. Let's see if we can get in the first ring. Answer within 5 rings. Give us the exact total. And it's all yours. I'm patching it through on one there, JP.
All right.
You're right.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello.
That's three rings. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. I'm calling with the cash machine for your Friday afternoon. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Teresa Connolly.
Hello, Teresa Connolly. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thank you very much. Even better for your call.
Well, that's lovely to hear. You're the only person that's inclined to say that to me. Where in the world are you, Teresa?
I'm in County Leash.
All right.
North Arlington.
Okay, and any plans for the weekend? You doing anything nice?
Well, hopefully I am now.
Hopefully. fingers crossed you're doing something sweet. What were your original plans?
Housework.
Housework. Okay, well, fingers crossed if you win this cash, you'll be doing something more exciting than housework. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, in that case, Teresa, give us the cash machine total for this afternoon.
It is €50,447.76.
Teresa, you are our winner this afternoon.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm so delighted. I am so delighted. Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. Do you have any ideas how you're going to spend it? Do you have any plans with your cash?
I have a few plans.
Right, like what?
Upgrading a camper van.
A camper van?
Yeah.
And where would you take your camper van?
Oh, well, I take it all over Ireland. Myself and my partner, we go a few places around Ireland, and then this summer we head out to France for a couple of weeks, so...
Oh, lovely. Yeah, but you might be spending...
it's getting a bit rusty, though.
You could be spending a little bit longer next summer. What's your partner's name?
Shane Miller.
I'll let you go and you can call Shane and tell him the good news. A sparkly new camper van or a renovated camper van for you. Congratulations. Once again, that total is €50,447.76.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen in to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
It will start to clear later on with a few brighter spells. Highs of 12 to 15 degrees to FM News. More than the last word at 4:30.
Come on, man, let's get funky. It's Friday afternoon. Yeah. Let's do this thing. Here comes the weekend. Let's see those hands in the air.
It's time to face the music.
Yes, it is. 0874 100 102. And I need your voice notes. Let's kick off the weekend in style. It's Mix It Friday. Today FM. Now that sounds done. Barry and Sunshine after the rain. Wrapping up. Stop it. Stop. Please. Come on. No, go on then. I'll wrap it up. Mix It Friday for another Friday afternoon on Today FM. Wet. Yes, indeed. Keith texted us. He said, Ray, I beg you, give me one of the best possible Mix It Fridays. I've had one of the worst Fridays imaginable. Love the show. Hey, from Keith. Well, fingers crossed, Keith, we delivered for you this afternoon. I enjoyed myself, and do you know what?
I liked
it. That's all that matters. There's so much we didn't get to do on today's show.
Yeah.
It's a good Mix of Friday, but there's so much we didn't get to do. If You're Getting Brown, where the boy band Five, they sang the song If You're Getting Down. Where the boy band Five remind anyone jetting off to the sun this autumn for a little bit of autumn sun. That if your skin is getting brown, it's actually a sign of sun damage. So be careful out there, guys. It's important. We didn't get to do Murder, Sheila Wrote. Where Sheila Shoiga tells us she wants to make her TV comeback in the lead role as Jessica Fletcher in the reboot of Murder, She Wrote in Murder, Sheila Wrote. And we didn't get to do All Hands on Deck. Pierce. Where weirdly, the whole Today FM team gives Deck Pierce a Swedish massage. In our exciting new feature, All Hands on Deck, Pierce. Will we do that in the car? In the kitchen? Have yourself a lovely weekend. I got some great news. Matt Cooper is on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.
Life insurers put life into the things you live for. The new factory that's hiring your neighbors. Maintenance on the bridge that keeps traffic flowing. The paycheck that puts pizza night on the table. Life insurers contribute $8 trillion to communities and local economies through bond purchases and other investments. And protect the financial security of 90 million American families. Like yours. See how life insurers put life into America at ACLI.com. paid for by the American Council of Life Insurers.